T.J. Ward, I like him a lot coming off a Pro Bowl year. I'm going to say replace him with Jairus Byrd, the free safety from the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh,
why?
I like it,
because Mike Patton, who left Buffalo as their coordinator, now is the head coach in Cleveland. Jairus Byrd knows his defense.
Yes.
Jairus Byrd, 22 interceptions over the last 5 years. He's also in the sweet spot for free agency. He's young in age, high level of productivity. T.J. Ward's probably going to get his money elsewhere, but I would replace him if I could get Jairus Byrd. Baby, you a song.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, there's only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns news, photos, and videos straight from the source in Berea. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. Go now! ClevelandBrowns.com. That was Solomon Wilcutt, who's been with us many times and who has seen many Browns games. It seemed for a stretch he called every single Browns game for about a six-week period last season. So he knows the Browns well. Former defensive back himself in the National Football League says he would rather have Jairus Byrd for the Mike Pettine defense than T.J. Ward, Vic. Interesting, but understandable at the same time. The bottom line to me is you got to come away with one of these two, period.
Well, I find it interesting that Wilcott said that for two main reasons. One, he does know this Browns team. He was assigned to it a lot for CBS, has been really for the last several years that I've been around this club as well. You always see Solly, and he knows the team well. The other part of it is Solly's background as a defensive back in the NFL and clearly citing the importance of Jairus Byrd's understanding of Mike Pettine's scheme and that's important to have that guy part of the football team. I just wonder, and it's interesting because, again, you can study and look at tape and see the differences and see most of what jumps out at me about this defense as it was played in Buffalo last year. And that's not to say because you got different people it's going to be identical in Cleveland, but most of what you notice jumps out is the front, the way the front plays, the front seven. And it's the safeties, the DBs, all do their part, and in many ways, most of them will tell you, regardless of what the front looks like, our responsibilities generally play the same, do the same. There's not a lot of variation. You got man coverage, you got zone coverage, you got man under, zone deep, all the different coverage combinations and fakes that you put in there to confuse quarterbacks. But it's interesting that he thinks it's important that Byrd's familiarity would be helpful to the Browns. And I will say this, it's hard for me to imagine the Browns not having someone with a heightened level of awareness, knowledge of that scheme to help in the transition, at least one guy. And I don't know that it's – I mean, I've met and talked with Jairus Byrd before. When he first got to the Bills, I spent some time with him. He's a very bright player. And I think and he's a thinking man's type of player. Gilbert, his father, was that kind of player in the NFL as well. So I think there's a lot of football acumen there that's also helpful in addition to his physical skills. And it's just interesting that Wilcott's pointed to that.
I agree. And this is why Ray Farmer and Mike Patton are going to get paid the big bucks, because this is a very difficult decision. Because on one hand, you have to weigh the fit in the scheme. You have to weigh the different styles that T.J. Ward, Jairus Byrd bring you. You have to weigh the money. And you also have to weigh the impact on the locker room. Losing to Dequell Jackson, that was a big loss in the locker room. Would T.J. Ward be another big loss? Or is perhaps the thinking that, hey, yes, those guys were great locker room leaders, but they were locker room leaders over a team that never accomplished anything, and you almost want to change that completely while keeping your two pillars, Joe Thomas, Joe Hayden. I don't know what the right answer is, and I don't know what the answer will be, but that's something I think that certainly bears watching. And one other thing that I wanted to say about a comment Pete Prisco made. You want speed at inside linebacker, and he thinks you can find those guys later in the draft. One guy whose name I want to throw out, and I did it a couple weeks ago, and we'll do it again, and that is Darius Eubanks. Darius Eubanks, an undrafted free agent that the Browns picked up, was first with Minnesota. The Browns signed him and brought him up. He started against Jacksonville in that game, made eight tackles, led the team with three stops in the run. And what I remember watching back as I went back and looked at it, actually, a few minutes ago, pulled up some of the NFL game rewind from that one, His ability to run sideline to sideline with Ace Sanders on a couple passes out of the backfield and tackle him was impressive. And he played at Georgia Southern as a linebacker, but in high school was a defensive back and was two-time All-State in the state of Georgia. So he was a guy who has some of those coverage instincts already, a converted DB now playing linebacker, that could be someone to watch if they think that he can be up to that task. Just somebody, a name to keep an eye on. We also have this coming in from Jason Lockenfora saying exactly what we expected. Basically, number one, that he does not anticipate the Browns tagging T.J. Ward at this point either, but no official word on that. And the reason he said either was his prior tweet was Jarius Byrd and the Bills, they have not expressed anything to him about the franchise tag an hour from the deadline. Still sounds very unlikely.
Yeah, I think it's looking more and more like he's hitting the open market, and it's – might be fair to say that one or both of the two Browns Pro Bowlers, Alex Mack, T.J. Ward, could be doing the same. Until we hear some progress or hear something done, we just don't know where this stands. And look, and I've seen some people tweet this as well. From a business standpoint, everybody wants that opportunity, especially when you're this close to the free agent market, unless you're getting an extraordinary deal from your team. Or you're staying on a team that's a contender, like an Anquan Boldin wanting to stay with San Francisco because that's a contending football team. You can't say that about the Browns. You can't even think about that yet. So if you're deciding to stay, you're staying for reasons primarily that are financially based. So if you're the Browns, are you going to pay the type of money to one of those free agents that you're going to that another team isn't going to pay? And I think it's hard to – I think that's a stretch and a reach. Want to thank Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and NFL.com for being with us, Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, for being with us as well, and Gary Barnage, movie buff tight end, for joining us to talk some Oscars. We had it all covered in these last 2 hours, man.
Yeah, we certainly did. A lot to digest. Obviously, the franchise tag deadline, 4 p.m. Eastern. So if anything does happen on that front, it will happen in the next hour and 5 minutes. But obviously, it's going to be an interesting week. Free agency kicks off the following week. Lots of exciting things, hopefully, will be on tap for the Cleveland Browns.
Yep, we'll have a lot to talk about one way or the other. And we'll pick this up again tomorrow. Same time, same channel. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci, thanking you for joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Four.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.